So first off, we're going to start off with your name, title.
Yeah, so my name is Robert Dudley, and I'm an assistant professor here at APU. The end. That's my title. Yeah.
Do you have any certificates or certifications?
Yeah, so, well, I have my, I have my degrees. So I have my bachelor's degree in kinesiology from Cal State Fullerton, and my master's degree in kines with an emphasis in biomechanics from Cal State Fullerton. And then my PhD is in progress from Loma Linda University. Yes. So, yeah.
Are you from locally around here or?
Yeah, I grew up in like Orange County.
Orange County?
Yeah.
That's where I'm from too.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. La Mirada, so like I.
Oh, nice.
Know the whole general Cal State Fullerton area.
Yeah, yeah. So Cal State Fullerton, yeah, I grew up in Garden Grove and I live in Orange now. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any special areas of interest or like do you anything that you just like specialize in?
Yeah. So my area of focus is biomechanics. So it's like physics applied to the human body. So I'm all about, so like Dex is more like physiology, things like that. I'm more structural, like mechanical. Yeah. Like I'm trying to figure out how the body moves and then trying to improve performance or decrease injury, stuff like that. So.
Cool. Why'd you choose kinesiology?
That's a good question. Very similar to you. I switched majors, didn't know, I was kind of like undeclared for a little bit after my sophomore year. And then I was training for a marathon and like, didn't know what I was doing. And, my knee hurt. And so I went to like the physical therapy clinic on campus at Cal State Fullerton and met like my best friend, Nate. And he was an athletic trainer there. And then Kathy was the PT. I was like, oh, I can do this. Like, this is, seems like really cool. So I switched to kinesiology, wanting to do physical therapy.
Yeah.
And then worked at a PT clinic for a little bit and then realized like it was cool, but like it just wasn't exactly what I wanted to do. Yeah. And then was able to volunteer with some like research studies and then got involved in biomechanics. Right. So, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You kind of already like hit on it, but like tell me a little bit about like your journey through like studying and like going to kines.
So that was a little bit of, you know, of it. And then after that, so if I decided, I was like, oh, I really like biomechanics because it was like kinesiology, but I got to incorporate a bunch of technology and I'm like a big computer nerd. So like I got to use that side as well, you know, because biomechanics is super technology dependent. And so I did that and then stuck around for my master's at Cal State Fullerton. And so I worked there and taught a little bit, actually taught every semester as a grad student and finished my master's. And then my plan was to, I wasn't really sure what I was going to do, but I thought I was going to just, I applied for a couple jobs, like Nike, like in private industry and stuff. And then, actually simultaneously got an interview offer at Nike up in Oregon and then the job here. And then it was pretty nuts. And then so I ended up taking the job here, and then which was good because the job at Nike ended up getting cut. Like there was a bunch of cuts like 3 months later, so they hired somebody and then fired them 3 months later. So it was nuts.
Insane.
So it all worked out. And then so like I also worked for like an ergonomics company, like doing consulting for a while. And so it was like a lot all over the place until I found here and realized like I really just, I want to teach and stuff.
Cool.
So, yeah.
So like what is your best or worst memory while either studying or teaching?
I could give you one while studying. So it doesn't have anything to do with kinesiology, but studying in general, being a student.
Yeah.
I remember I was taking like a GE history class and it was like the worst. I had like a 5-page paper due, or maybe it was like three. It wasn't too big. It was like three or four pages due, and I completely forgot about it. And so I roll up to class and everybody's like turning in their paper, right? And I'm like, what? Like, what is this? There's like a good chunk of the grade. And then she was I remember the teacher's like, yeah, okay, if you didn't print it out, like, you can email it to me by the end of the day. And so I was like,
Just frantically doing it.
Frantically. So I sat in the very back of the classroom during class and, like, knocked out the entire paper and then, like, ran to her office and, like, handed to her in person afterwards.
Yeah.
And I was, like, so freaked out. I was like, this is so bad because I just completely forgot about it.
Yeah.
But I passed, so.
Yeah, that's kind of something, like, that I just recently happened to me last week for my bio lab. Had a one-page paper due. Totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
And so she gave me, like, an extension until tomorrow to turn it in. So I mean, of course it's gonna be half off, but
yeah,
still,
but still
rather get some points than no points.
Totally. Yeah, so that was funny. Yeah, that's probably my worst.
Yeah.
most stressful.
Yeah. What about, like, good, or like the best memory?
That's a good question. It's all good. I enjoy I think when it kind of usually happens, like, every semester, but, like, when we're, like, working on something really hard and then finally students are like, oh, I get it. Like, that's always, like, the best feeling. That happened a lot in when I taught Kin 290. There was, like, the biomechanics, like, math portion in the second half. And so, like, a lot of students are just, like, freaked out about math, you know? And so being able to, like, take the time and, like, break it down and explain it and get people not afraid of it anymore is, like, really nice. So that's cool.
Before working here, what previous work did you do?
Yeah, so I was, while I was getting my master's at Cal State Fullerton, I taught, like, so I was, like, a grad student, plus I was teaching some of the biomechanics classes, and then I worked for the ergonomics company for a while, and then after I graduated, I was, like, part-time faculty here and at Cal State Fullerton, and then I got the full-time job here, so... All over the place. Oh, so, and I worked at a, even before that, I worked at a PT clinic.
Yeah.
Right? I was an aide for a PT clinic. And then before that, I was, like, a lifeguard and swimming instructor for 10 years for the city of Garden Grove. Yeah. So it was long.
Yeah. Which kind of brings me to the next question. How long have you been at APU?
Yeah, this is my fourth year.
Fourth year?
Yeah, fourth year.
Nice.
So.
So as I was saying before, like, I'm a junior. Uh-huh. So, like, what advice do you think, like, would be best for me, like, starting late? Into the whole major and
I
degree.
I think my advice to you is the same as what I give, like, a younger person. No, like a freshman or sophomore, you know? And that's, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to get involved.
Yeah.
Right? So, number one, like, ask questions or have a relationship with the faculty, with the professors. Like, have a conversation with Dex, have a conversation with me, like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
You know? And then don't be afraid to, like, ask for opportunities to, like, ask for opportunities to get involved, you know, like, it, whether that's in research or that's, like, the big thing, you know, or being a TA after you finished a couple more classes, things like that. Like, all of those are opportunities that don't be shy asking, you know, because a lot of times, like, we're just, like, we're busy and, like, we forget, you know, I just forgot to ask people to be my TA. And so I don't have TAs this semester, you know? And so, like, if you're like, hey, if you're gung-ho and go for it, you know, then there's a pretty high likelihood that something's going to happen.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
Like, since I'm new to, like, the whole kines, or in kinesiology, like, are there, like, any clubs or, like, extra, like, curricular activities at APU or something? Or
yes. Yeah. So, if you follow the Instagram, the kinesiology Instagram, we have a couple activities. There's a couple hikes coming up. You know, there's, like, the kin Mount Baldy hike. I think that's this weekend.
Yeah. One of my friends is actually, I'm pretty sure he's going to that, and he's trying to get me to go to that, too.
Oh, yeah, so, you should.
Yeah.
So that's that. We also have an honor society that's just starting specifically for kinesiology. So it's called Kappa Iota Nu. And you have to be a, like, second semester sophomore. Oh, but you're, I think you have to finish Kin 290.
Got
so you have to get a couple more kin classes under your belt. So probably after next semester you'd be eligible.
Yeah.
Because you'll take Kin 290 next semester, maybe. Advising is coming up. It's okay.
It's yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll take Kin 290 probably next semester.
Yeah.
And then so then you'd be eligible to join that. And so there's, like, service projects and things like that. There's also a club called the FALA, Future Allied Health Leaders, not of America, Association. And so they do a bunch of service projects. There's a couple service projects coming up, activities, get-togethers. There's, like, some, They put on events where, like, they have panel discussions from, like, professionals in the field, like physician's assistants, physical therapists, things like that. So those are my two recommendations. Yeah. Honor Society in, like, a semester.
Yeah.
And then Fala, they have an Instagram, too. You can get involved.
Yeah. I definitely like, check that out after.
Yeah.
See, what are, like, some of the, like, better-paying jobs in kinesiology?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, physical therapy can be a really, can be good, but you got to hustle, you know? So PT school is expensive, right? PT school is, and that's just a fact. People who do home health, like, right, if you're, like, driving around, like, helping people do, like, rehab, like, usually older adults or, like, post-surgery, you know, you can kind of, you can get paid very well doing that. Inpatient or, like, hospital physical therapy pays well. The, like, outpatient sport-focused physical therapy, you know, like, in a typical clinic, probably pays the least out of all realms, but that's, like, what everybody wants to do. You know? So, so it's a something to think about with PT school being so expensive, you know, like, if you're, like, focused on, I just want to work with athletes, then, you know.
Because I'm, like, I'm on the line right now. Like, I don't know if I want to do athletic training or physical therapy.
Yeah, so athletic training, it's more like an acute care, like, on the field, working with athletes. The hours are not as regular as PT. The pay is a little bit lower, but the school is far less expensive. You know, it's a 2-year program instead of 3. It's, like a fraction of the cost. So it is, that's a definite option. Or if you want to go nuts and go to more school, things like physician's assistant, that's really cool. I mean, essentially PAs are like doctors. You know, with like a fraction of the schooling. They're over, they over get their, like, supervised by a doctor, you know, but you get to see patients, you know, like, I'm going to a doctor's appointment on Thursday and it's with a PA and it's like my annual checkup, and every annual checkup, like, it's too hard, it's too much of a hassle to just schedule it with a doctor because his schedule is so booked. So I just schedule with the PA and it's great, you know? So, so yeah, that's another option. So, and that pays very well. PAs pay well.
I don't remember if I asked you this question, but, like, how do I, like, what's the best way for me to gain experience?
Yeah, I think just get involved.
Get involved.
Those two clubs, right? Honor Society and Fala, and then just inserting yourself into research. So Dex is doing a bunch of research. I'm starting up. We just built the new lab, so now I can start mine. So there's opportunities to get involved if you ask. So just ask.
Definitely do that, because need to get involved to gain the experience.
For sure. Everything. And that's the best, you know, because that's where you truly figure out, like, it, what you want to do too, you know. And if physical therapy, I would recommend shadowing an athletic trainer, and maybe if you can volunteer at a PT clinic, you know, both of those. Number one, if you do end up going the PT route, you'll need the hours for PT school. Right? And so, but volunteering or even getting a job as an aide at a clinic is going to give you a glimpse into whether it's really what you want to do. I was set on doing it until I worked as an aide, and then I was like, it's not really for me. You know, but I wouldn't have known that had I not worked in it.
Because I know, like, in Dr. Dex's class, like, he has all these, like, physical therapists come in, like, occupational therapists, PE coaches, and personal trainers. Like, they're all, like, saying that, like, some of the same exact thing that you're saying, just, like, you really don't know what you want to do until you shadow or volunteer, intern, stuff like that.
So the sooner you can do that, the better.
Which, I mean, it's kind of a little bit shorter for me, because...
So, it's okay. You still have time.
I still got plenty of time. So
you're good. Cool.
That's all the questions that I have for you.
So, cool.
Very cool.
Where'd you go to high school?
Servite.
No way.
Yeah.
That's where I went.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What year did you... Well, obviously, you're younger.
2017.
But, okay. I graduated in 2008.
Jeez. When did my cousin graduate?
No way. Fellow Friar. Hey.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, cool. Oh, man. Who? Okay.
Coach Toner and all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had Coach Toner for choir.
I mean, he didn't teach when I was there.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
he did freshman formation.
Yeah.
Of course.
Who else did you have? Who else did you have? Who was still there? Did you have Mr. Hunt?
I did not, but he was still there.
He was still there.
I think he just recently retired.
Okay. What about Spanish? Who did you take Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay, who'd you have?
We had, like, all new people.
All new people. Okay.
Yeah.
What about government? Did you take AP government?
I did not. History? I had Marujo, though.
Marujo.
I think he was actually at Servite. Okay. Around that time before he started teaching.
Okay. What about, who else? Van Dyke? Mr. Van Dyke?
I didn't take him, but I know
him. You knew him? Okay. Sorry, I'm hijacking your interview. You can keep going. It's okay. This is good. What about, so Mrs. Wisher or Trinidad? Jessica Trinidad?
Trinidad was there.
Yeah? Yeah, she and I are good friends. And then, who else? I think everybody's gone.
Yeah. I mean, did you know, what's his first name? I know him as Coach Kaus. What's his first name?
Dan? Yeah. Dan Kaus? Yes.
Yeah.
And then Fajardo? Did you, for religion, Corey Fajardo? Was he there? Maybe he just started.
He just started like
probably
a year
after you graduated.
Yeah. But yeah, he played football.
Okay.
Grew up going to all Servite games.
No way.
Always going to Servite Modern Day at Angel Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Wow, small world.
Yeah.
Okay. What about... That's okay.
We got like a bunch of...
New people. Yeah.
So...
That's nuts.
I can't really think of anyone else.
No. That's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.